This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every now and then on the program, we turn it over to you. Your questions, our answers about some topic in business or the economy for a segment we call I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and leg work.
Today, coupons. Our question comes from Charles Brown in Newnham, Georgia.
I've always wondered how coupons work. Are the stores paid a commission for accepting them, and how are they tracked?
Marketplace's Annie Baxter takes it from here.
Before getting into the nitty-gritty of Charles's question, let's just get something straight, like how to pronounce the word we're talking about. Coupons? Coupons? For help, I called up John Morgan. He is...
Executive Director, Association of Coupon Professionals.
I notice you say coupon and not coupon.
I guess that's my accent. I'm not sure.
He says both pronunciations are fine. Morgan says digital coupons, the kind you use on your smartphone, are on the rise. But when we talk about coupons, we often mean the kind manufacturers distribute in Sunday papers.
It's basically, a contract between the manufacturer and retailer, implied contract saying, if they purchase this product and you send me this coupon, I'm going to reimburse you.
So there's no commission involved, just a reimbursement. More on that later. Morgan says most of the roughly 70 million paper coupons distributed each week don't ever get redeemed, but about 1% do, by people like Corinne Wendell, an avid coupon clipper. Wendell spends an hour every Sunday sorting through the circulars at her home in St. Paul, Minnesota, clipping coupons.
Just sort of a challenge, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. How much do you save on, percentage-wise on your ticket, every time you go to the store?
Wendell uses coupons to stock up on stuff like shaving cream, paper towels, deodorant. She says she's selective.
So some people coupon for everything and they have like 400 hot sauces, and that's not how I like to operate because I know when there's a limit.
The smirk on her husband's face suggests he disagrees. When coupons get redeemed at a store, a cashier scans their barcodes along with the barcodes of the products purchased. John Morgan, the coupon trade group guy, says the barcode provides a lot of information.
And it's going into your basket and making sure you made the right purchases to qualify for that offer, whether it's the purchase, an expiration date, the quantity that you needed to buy. And as soon as it sees that you did, then boom, it could tell us the point of sale system, okay, they get the dollar off.
At Cooper's Foods in St. Paul, all the paper coupons collected in a given day are tallied up by Teresa Walker, the bookkeeper.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I match up these 7 coupons to what I have on the cash register receipt.
She goes through each of the cash register drawers from the day before, counting the coupons, checks, and cash, and then recounting.
It's like a 3-part system where I make sure everything matches up to send them into the computer.
Once a week, she mails off all the coupons to a clearinghouse where they're sorted and scanned. Here are all of Cooper's General Mills coupons, here are all its Procter & Gamble coupons, etc. A company called Inmar is one such clearinghouse. David Mounts, the chief executive, says Inmar works with the manufacturers or their agents to get retailers reimbursed for all the coupons they've sent in. And Inmar helps protect the manufacturers against fraud by tracking which coupons are authorized, among other things.
We know every authorized coupon in our systems before they are ever printed and sent out. We know whether the retailer physically has a store in that location. We know whether the retailer sold the right product.
When everything is legit, the retailer gets paid back within a month, and that is how coupons work. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
We want to hear your questions of what you've always wondered. Get in touch. We're at marketplace.org.